Testing in the House Chamber, 140th Legislative Day.
The House will come to order. This afternoon's prayer will be offered by Kimberly Neptune, who's the Legislative Assistant for Representative McGrady. We'd ask everyone to stand for the prayer and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance following. Ms. Neptune.
Father God Almighty, we come before you humbly and thankfully. We are humbled by the awesome responsibility you place on each of us, allowing us to serve the people of the great state of North Carolina, and thankful that your guidance is available to us at all times. We ask that you especially guide the leaders of this state and our nation as they attempt to serve those they represent. Let thy will be done in everything they see, everything they hear, and everything they speak. Let them be guided by your wisdom and grace as they lead. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
John from Harnett, Representative Lewis, recognized for motion.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for October 3rd has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Lewis moves the journal for October 3rd be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The journal is approved as written. Messages from the Senate. Corporal Reed.
The following message is received from the Senate. House Bill 100, Senate Committee Substitute, Second Edition, a bill to be entitled an act consistent with House Bill 966 of the 2019 regular session to enact a budget for the Department of Transportation to make additional appropriations, transfers, and reductions to the department and to make other modifications related to the operations of the department for concurrence in the Senate Committee Substitute.
Calendar for tomorrow.
House Bill 387, Senate Committee Substitute, Third Edition, a bill to be entitled an act consistent with House Bill 966 to enact changes to the growing rural economies with access to technology program to provide funding for the program for concurrence in the Senate Committee Substitute.
Calendar for tomorrow. Speaker points the following conferees to Senate Bill 315, which is the North Carolina Farm Act. Representative Dixon, Chair, members, Representative Strickland, Brisson, Lewis, McNeil, and Barnes. The Senate will be so notified. Notices and announcements. For what purpose, gentleman from Rowan, Representative Warren Rice.
For a point of personal privilege.
Gentleman is recognized.
Today is a very special day for me. 50 years ago today, I became a father for the first time of what would ultimately be six times. Jason John Warren came into this world around 2 a.m. and immediately displaced me from my own parents. If I'd ever thought Jason had done something wrong growing up, my parents would quickly remind me that their firstborn grandson could do no wrong. Jason, watching you grow and mature into the fine man you are today has been one of the great joys of my life. You made me proud just being born, but even more so as you served your country in Desert Storm and as a night stalker after the war. I'm proud of you and all you've accomplished as a husband, a father, and now as a grandfather. As I reflect on the passage of time, I can't help but think, my Lord, you're getting old, son. I wish I could be there to help you celebrate. Happy birthday, Jason. I love you.
May announce it tomorrow, but today, October 7th, actually, is the anniversary of the Battle of Kings Mountain. So for the history buffs, we've been fighting for freedom since 1780 and down in Kings Mountain. So may make a special recognition as well as tomorrow. For those of you who don't know, the battlefield is actually right across the line in South Carolina, but all the tough fighters came from North Carolina. Mr. Clerk, Chair directs us. Senate Bill 579, the short title of that bill is the Prison Reform Act of 2019, be withdrawn from the Committee on State and Local Government, referred to the Committee on Rules. Anything further? If not, the gentleman from Harnett, Representative Lewis, recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House adjourn to reconvene Tuesday, October 8th at 1 o'clock p.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Lewis moves, seconded by Speaker Pro Tem Stevens, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Tuesday, October 8th at 1 o'clock p.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. We stand adjourned.